Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another Quipscope. It is a show where we talk about a brand new game that's come out and one of us has played it. I'm Ashton.
And I'm Ben.
And Ben, what have you been playing this week?
Well, Ashton, I've been playing Life is Strange True Colors, which is the latest in the Life is Strange series. And it came out, I think, on Friday, just before the weekend. I've only played about an hour of it because I got it yesterday.
Right.
But I thought we should make a video where we talk about it.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to do.
Oh my gosh, how exciting.
It is exciting.
So, what did you think? What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are, being a veteran of Life is Strange 1, Season 1, Season 2, and Before the Storm and all the various other things they've released, is that it very much tracks so far with sort of the Life is Strange motif, I would say, sort of experience. You're in this town called Haven Springs, which is this idyllic mountain town, and it's got like a stream running through the center of it with the backs directly onto people's properties. It looks beautiful, and graphically it has come along very nicely, I would say, from Life is Strange. I'm playing it on PS5, but even so, they've definitely overhauled the engine, and it looks way nicer. But it's definitely got that same, the vibe is the same as other Life is Strange game. All the indie music, all the sort of alt-rock music playing, and, you know, it's sort of like, whoa, how beautiful life is. But also, man, aren't people terrible? Oh, I hate it. And it definitely adopts the same kind of angsty teen sort of approach of the characters, except now they're all in their early 20s. Different set of characters from before. I believe there's one who was in the first Life is Strange game, or maybe the second one. I can't remember which, but she makes an appearance, which is, you know, a nice little throwback. But so far, it's doing a really good job of building the world. This is a different approach that they've gone for this time, in that all of the episodes are included from day one.
Okay.
You don't have to wait for episodes to be released, so you can just binge the whole thing in one go. And you play as Alex Chen, who was sort of in the, there was no sort of about it, she was in the foster system, sort of grew up in a home and had a terrible time, seemingly, from, you can read, you can go on her phone and read her text messages, and you can scroll all the way back up, and they go back years. And it's a really good way of sort of building her character without spending time fixating on it.
Like cutscenes or flashbacks.
Exactly. So you can scroll up and you can read some of the, you know, messages that she's had with different people, and like some of the experiences that she's had. And she has had a terrible time with people taking advantage and being horrible, because she's run away from the home and she's needed a place to stay. And it's, they never shy away from sort of the nasty stuff that happens to people.
Yeah.
And while they're only alluded at or alluded to in these text messages, it really does help build this character before you've even really gotten to know her. You know what she's been through and experienced, and I really appreciate that. The main thrust of this, obviously, is that she's got this special ability where she can sort of sense people's emotions, and she can hear what they're feeling and thinking.
Oh yeah, don't they call it, she's like an empath?
That may well be what it's called. It hasn't been labeled yet in the game anyway.
I think I remembered going, empath? That's not a power. That's just a kind of person, isn't it?
You're just nice.
You're just a nice person.
But no, she can like see people's auras or their true colors, I suppose. By holding down like a shoulder button at certain times, and you can see stuff. But it seems that the seeds are being sown, and I won't give any specific examples, but the seeds are being sown that she doesn't just know what people are feeling. What people are feeling actively impacts her. So if they're particularly strong emotions, it can have a very visceral effect on her, which may go some way to explain why she has had such a rough time of it, finding a foster family and so on, is that her abilities, which probably are impossible to explain and just are waved away by any rational person, actively get her in a lot of trouble, even though she doesn't mean for that to happen. So I'm interested to see how that plays into things. But she's shown up in this idyllic town. She's reunited with her brother after 8 years when they were separated due to the foster system.
Yeah, okay.
He's now moved on. He's living in this town. She moves out there after regaining contact. And again, you can view their text history of like when they reconnected and stuff. And you go there and he's nice and everyone's nice. And then because it's Life is Strange, it turns out that actually everything is not nice and there's something really quite unsettling and nasty going on. So I've barely scratched the surface, but I'm really excited so far. It does look great. However, there is a noticeable drop in graphical quality between sort of the cutscene-y bits and the bits when you're actively allowed to walk around environments. It doesn't look bad, but there is a noticeable drop.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And that coincides with the fact that the PS5 version certainly is locked to 30 frames per second to maintain cinematic quality or something like that. But all that means is that when you are actually playing the gameplay sections, the difference is that much more noticeable. Because while I'm not certain that the cutscene-y bits, which is a lot of the game, are 60 frames per second or aren't 30 frames per second, there is certainly a noticeable drop in quality when you get to actually play.
Right. Is that everything?
That's my stream of consciousness about the game so far.
I was going to ask you what the story was, and then you were just like, bad things are happening.
Well, that's it. Like, I don't know too much just yet. Alex is incredibly hopeful. She moves to this town. Mm. She meets up with her brother. Her brother's got sort of a family there that she is getting to know. Everyone in the town is really welcoming and lovely to her. She then, like, has a place to live, which she's never had before. Everything is going Alex's way. And
until
then the
not.
Seeds are being sown that something is going to go really wrong. And in fact, I think they confirmed in like a trailer that something goes pretty horrifically wrong for her immediately.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for the inevitable like gut punch emotionally, because that's what this game and this series just does. It's just punch your emotions over and over again. So It's Life is Strange, and if you like Life is Strange, you're going to like this one. There are some small performance issues. Mm-hmm. But so far, I think the facial animations are really impressive. Alex, you definitely get the... You get a good impression of who she is as a person almost immediately, not just because of the text messages, but because of how uncomfortable she looks in conversations. Like, she's constantly like glancing around and not making eye contact and like looking at the floor and stuff. And it's really well done. Which again, then when you go to gameplay and she's just like stone faced, is a bit jarring.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to playing more. It seems to have reviewed pretty well. And as I said, if you're a Life is Strange fan, you should play Life is Strange True Colors.
Have you seen about the streamer mode that Life is Strange True Colors has, where any music that Alex is playing or that's copyrighted in the game, rather than like replacing it with any non-copyright music, it just goes completely silent?
Well, that's a shame.
Yes.
I do understand it because it is full of licensed music, which obviously enhances the experience. What I was most interested in about the streamer mode is that you can, if you install a Twitch plugin, give the chat full control over all decisions.
Oh, really?
Based on voting. So you can set the timer, be it 5 minutes, which is hysterically too long for any decisions, 30 seconds or 15 seconds. You only really need 15 seconds. And people can then just vote on all the dialogue options and all that kind of stuff. I think dialogue options anyway. But that's what I was most interested about with streamer mode. I just assumed with streamer mode that it would just turn off the music because it says turn off copyrighted music. Yeah. So I was like, I mean, it's going to do that. It's a shame.
I think it's because I saw a clip from Don't Rage Quit, who is a friend of the channel. Mm-hmm. And it was a moment where Alex was singing and playing a guitar. And obviously everyone was just sat in silence.
So she just strummed. It cuts out her.
Yeah. And there's also a bit apparently where she's like fake air guitaring on a broom.
Yes.
And that's all silent as well. So it's just watching her dance around.
See, that's not
silence.
I mean, that's not ideal.
No,
music is
quite funny.
Such a huge part of this game.
Yeah.
Both her and her brother love records. And so there's a lot of musical influences in it.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, it's a shame. How many people are going to be streaming it, I suppose, is the real question.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that they're able, that they've given an option, knowing that this is a, I suppose it's a bit like the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy game will have so much licensed music in that it'll probably be a minefield to stream. Death Stranding, I streamed, and that got the entire stream's audio muted because just one song played ambiently as I crested a hill. It's really hard to stream games. The fact they've given that option is nice.
Yeah.
Even if it highlights the fact that it's absurd that you can't have licensed music in games.
Yeah.
But there we are. It's Life is Strange True Colors. I like it a lot. And I'm looking forward to playing more. Lots of seeds sown. Lots of environmental clues in the first hour about things that are going on. There's a mining corporation in town.
There's always a mining corporation.
That splits opinion. And are they going to do naughty stuff? I don't, probably.
Are they going to dig too deep?
They might.
They might.
They genuinely might. So I suppose we'll just have to find out, won't we?
Mm.
Life is Strange. True Colors.
Yeah.
More like Life is Strange. Choose colors because you get to make different options, choices, options, decisions.
Okay. Life is Strange. True Colors. More like Life is Strange, True Silence, as you'll sit and watch her air guitar in silence.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I like that one. Life is Strange, True Colors, more like Life is Strange, True Brothers, because you and your brother have a strong bond, even though you are a girl.
Okay. Life is Strange, True Colors, more like Life is Strange, Twitch Chooses.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to improve on that.
Because it's the same letters, isn't it? TC. Did it.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Okay, we're going to go now.
I'm not very good at these pun things. I'm going to work on it in my spare time.
Please do.
I will.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.